guys. I'm Grace.
And I'm Lucy.
We're coming to you from 83rd Avenue, and you're listening to
The Big
Picture
Podcast. And tonight we're just chilling. We're talking about each other and our careers and our artistry, and we're also kind of dive into a little bit more about Big Picture Podcast itself and what we've got planned for the future.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Yeah. Let's get started on some questions.
Welcome to season three.
Welcome.
Pretty crazy that it's been 3 years doing Big Picture Podcast.
Holy, when you think about it like that, hey.
Should we talk about our origin story?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, like since 3 years, everyone knows where they were at 3 years ago. Like COVID was kind of a crazy time. So it birthed a lot of things.
Yeah. Big Picture Podcast was born in Lucy's apartment out of, what was it? Frustration. It was like that
platform.
Yeah. That nothing was happening and the need for something.
There were just not a lot of shows going on at the time, too, witnessing a lot of those kinds of artists not having their spaces and places, but also just in general, thinking to ourselves, what can we do out of our own free space, out of our own free time, with what we have available to us to just create magic? And I think that's the beauty of art itself, is to make something out of nothing. And it, you know, just takes a little bit of time and effort and a couple of supplies, maybe, for what we've kind of
come
together.
Acquire, thanks to Aiden.
Wow, now we have good microphones. We got good
we got headsets.
We've got all of the other details down pat too. It's nice that when people come in, we can offer them a little drink, and usually we've got a nice cozy little environment going on that we can welcome them into. It's all evolved so much. I'm so excited.
Yes.
And this is a brand new season, so we've got some brand new ideas coming around. I know in the past we focused a lot on musicians and bigger bands, and we focused on a lot of other stuff too, which was unique. Remember when we did Moskers? That was really cool.
It's the big picture.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
It's about the big picture.
Season three, what to expect.
Couple of things.
Our next episode will be chatting with Gratuitous. Super sweet.
They are such a talented band, man.
Yeah.
Well, they know
enough said about that. No, never enough said about that.
We're also having a playwright on in this next season, so it's nice to have a rounded form of artistry.
Yeah, and we got some photographers coming on. That will be excited. We're going to chat with some business owners, too.
Ooh.
Anyways, all things very exciting to come. Who are you, Lucy?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about you.
A little bit about what's Big Picture Podcast, but now who is Big Picture Podcast? Yeah. Who's running it? Well, I'm Lucy, this is Grace, and both of us are artists, and that's kind of how we've based each other's friendship off of, is through our artistry and having so much similarity between how we navigate this world through the eyes of creativity. I am an artist full-time and just all the time. It's not really a job, it's a lifestyle, you know. You look at it kind of as just a way of life. And because of that, I work a really interesting work life. It's weird to navigate sometimes. I'm kind of like my own business, I guess I consider it as, and I'm working with other businesses, juggling it all. You know, one of those 25-year-olds, 26 now, I guess, 26-year-olds that say that they can just juggle a bunch of jobs and get by. But I mean, how else does anyone else do it? I don't know. Sometimes in this day and age, you got to juggle 6 or 7 jobs to just make it by.
You do it and you have fun doing it.
Because the jobs that I'm usually taking on are out of my own making in a way. So I guess I'm working on my manifestation for bigger, better stuff. But for the most part, having a creative job and getting paid to do art is hard to find. It's hard to make out of the blue, but once you do and you find your ways, like, I gotta really stick to some of them because it's so fantastic to, like, for example, go out to these live shows, the ones that you're kind of putting on, and being able to paint live at places like that and see people's awe and amusement and amazement. I'm like, finally, I've been practicing for so long how to get figures down and figuring out space, shade, and relationship and working really fast with my brushes, and finally I get to just portray all that live. That's
and it's
pretty
the
sick.
Coolest thing ever.
It's so
seeing
fun.
It happen
just
with
a couple
the
hours.
Music. You can see behind us, or you can't. Depends how you're listening to this.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a great piece at that one show, that one time, catching every single talent on one canvas.
That one show, incredible. That one time.
That one show, that one time. There's a date on it somewhere.
That was Peace and Love at the Aviary.
Oh, that was a good one. Peace and Love was a good
peace
one.
Peace and Love. Anyways, Lucy.
Yeah.
Any upcoming events that you're excited about?
Oh, hell yeah. There's quite a few things coming up. Pretty recently, we actually have the Night of Artists Gala going down at Bonnie Doon Mall. And it's a really interesting one because at first I thought to myself, you know, I never head down to Bonnie Doon Mall. When do you usually find yourself there? But then I realized it's quite
never.
The cultural endeavor going back down there again. They've got quite a few, like, art spaces, and they're very, like, community gathering kind of idea behind their mall really resonates with me. So it's nice that they're going to have this Night of Artists happening down there. It's kind of a brand new thing because of their NOAA gallery that's also situated there. And every time they just bring in a lot of people to Bonnie Doon, and it's a great positive show up of people and people who are respectful of art and really are interested in valuing the art that they're buying and stuff too. So they're always encouraging of more expensive artwork too, which I always love seeing in a market scene. For example, they have one show right now, 500 under 500 or something like that. And it's like 5x5 or 10x10 paintings, I think. And they're all under $500. So it's nice that they have the same size, the same price for every painting, but it's still a community endeavor, which is nice. Yeah, I'm excited for this Night of Artists.
When
but
is that?
There's plenty of other things going on, too. This one is it March 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Ooh.
So the weekend coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah.
Check it out.
That's
check
an
it out.
One. And they do that one at twice annually. I think we're doing it seasonally or something. I'll have to check into that, but they do it quite often. And they not only have the Saturday night gala, but they're just also a market that runs all weekend. So just so that clears things up on how the structure of it kind of works. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm just like enjoying life. Really just trying to little things here and there. I love live painting. So see where else that takes me.
Totally.
And how about you, Grace? Lucy the artist. But who is Grace the artist? Who's the other foot running this bicycle here?
An artist of many hats.
Very true.
Saying? Aware of many hats? Where do we start? Painting.
Obviously, we are both acrylic painters for the most part.
Yes.
Posca pen painters maybe too?
A little Posca. Always Posca, actually. I was thinking I need to get some more of those. But anyways, yeah, I paint, I do hair, consider that an art form.
Definitely.
It's a lot of fun, and I promote shows and curate events, Grace Presents, and what else do I do?
Well, honestly, your creational skills when it comes to event making is an incredible endeavor in itself. You're bringing together a tasteful type of group of people, and the vibes you create are always safe.
Creator
fun.
Of vibes. Consider that an art form.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Music management. I like to dip my toes in all of it and just have some fun.
I love your crazy, quirky faces and the way you kind of create a psychedelia or a vibe of innocence that mixes with the youthful party culture. It's insane.
You.
It's insanity looking at them. It really is. It's like I'm going through something.
It's a journey. Art should.
It's a mental state.
comfort the disturbed, disturb the comfortable.
Oh,
period.
That deserved that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, who are you and what do you do? How long have you been doing art for?
I've been doing art forever.
Yep. I mean, that's just kind of the answer I was looking for. Both of us are just choosing it as a lifestyle. If it's even
always
a choice.
Has been. It's always been the way it's digestion. Started taking my art more seriously, trying to sell it in 2018. How many years of that? Six?
6 years.
6 years? Yeah. I've been doing it.
I scribble like sometimes.
For 6 years. What's up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a drink for a second.
You take a sip while I ask the questions. Ooh, these are good. Great job, Grace. So do you have any upcoming events coming up? I know I definitely had a couple. So.
Yes. Many. Let me tell you about them. Ooh. They're very exciting, too.
Tell me.
Coming up soonest to furthest. Confidential information. Not confidential. Unknown. You're hearing it here first. Okay.
Oh, this is exciting.
March 22nd. Vakken Metal Battles Edmonton Finals. Fall of Earth, Age of Ashes, Wreck-It Betty's, and Tatara. It's going to be wild. It's going to be sick. Starlight Room, be there for sure. Following that, April 11th, just announced at the Aviary. I think it's the 11th. April 11th? Surf Hat and Gratuitous at the Aviary.
Ooh, yes.
Surf Hat is from Vancouver. They're going to be sick. Gratuitous is going to be sick, of course. June 15th. No, May 25th. Vakken Metal Battles. Canadian Finals. This has never happened in Edmonton before. Huge. It's going to be wild.
Vakken's
this is where bands from all over Canada are going to come for this giant Battle of the Bands, essentially, where these bands are competing to play at Vakken Open Air in Germany. And the person that wins, or the band that wins on May 25th, will be going to play Vakken in Germany.
No way.
So that's super sick. It's going to be really exciting.
Ooh. Lovely. So if you're into, like, it's mostly metal and stuff that they're doing, so...
Yeah, but really cool, and
it's such a vibe.
It's a very interesting variety, so even if you like anything moderately hard, I think you would enjoy it. June 15th, 2014, Tumblr-themed show. The 1975 Ooh. Arctic Monkeys,
Listen
Lana Del Rey,
Grace,
Lord, are you kidding me? Bands is bands. Come dressed in your 2014 best. It's happening June 15th. Be there. That's all I'm going to tell you for now.
Back
Save the day.
It's back.
Upcoming, upcoming.
Woo! I guess I have one more to mention to the 100 Under 100 artists. It's actually a group of people from Calgary who have recently come up to Edmonton, and they're going to be putting on a bit of like a part-time little market of 100 artists, all selling their artwork under $100. So that should be fun when they bring that around. I think submissions are open for that right now. So yeah, look up 100 artists under 100.
That's awesome. Lucy.
Oh, yes.
Tell me what your first art show was like. The Ooh. First time you got to go and display and sell your work.
There was a couple of, you know, lower key versions of it, but I guess the best, most favorite kind of first time I did was at that one show. You remember? Oh my God.
Zenith?
The same one that you probably Zenith? Showed up with your stuff to.
Yeah. No way.
Well,
really?
That's, other than doing nightclubs,
yeah,
other than doing my own setup on the side of a street,
right,
or maybe art walk. I did art walk was a big sort of gallery show,
right,
for me, considering, yeah, I never really put up my work before then. I also worked a lot with the gallery in Sherwood Park, Gallery 501.
Oh, especially when, yeah, I was younger. True, true.
But
true,
that was only one piece at a time, or I was lucky enough if I could even get in if I applied. So that was nice. But this one show,
the Zenith show,
was a show to talk about.
We need to get into this.
That was a show to get into. This needs to be recorded.
We need to get into this.
I think we've talked about the show before, too, but it really had an impact on me years ago, and now still we need to talk about
it. This, I think, was the best Edmonton show that I've been to. It was the coolest thing ever. It was put on by Andonia.
Yeah, Andonia.
And they, I'm not sure... Let me fact check this.
Does Moria go by the same name? Because it might be under Moria still, but
oh,
maybe
no,
not.
I don't have my phone. We're going to have to go back when we edit this and put that in.
It's because your phone's recording it.
1924.
Well, it was a really great show, I think, as well, because both people were very ambitious and they took on a lot.
Wow.
And I remember the entire time them saying, it's crazy, it's chaotic, I don't know if I can do it. But by the time it came together, I saw how many strings that they tried to sew into this event to make it happen. And I think all everyone really needed was just a seed. They all needed the idea, yeah, that we were all coming together, and they all saw the list of who's showing up, other artists that they knew of and never thought that they would come together as one. Everything from fashion to music to clothing artistry, painting, all sorts of forms of art were there, dancing even, and all these artists were all realizing that, you know, we're all just one and we're all just influenced by the same place and the same creativity. And we don't get that type of introduction to each other on that level so vastly. It was amazing to see all those people come together. I think it was an event that sparked a lot of other people to start making more events like that as well. It was like the beginning for me of what a lot of these other events are starting to look like. It's because of the connections that were made that night.
Yeah.
Insane. Even now I look back and I'm like, wow.
The energy,
all those people I met there.
The energy, too, was, like, something you can't even describe. I haven't felt that. And it could partly be because it was just so new.
It happened out of a garage.
And so new.
There was no stage.
Parallel space.
It was all on the same ground.
Yes.
Parallel space.
Just a circular stage. And everybody just crowded around, like, so stoked to be there. So thrilled about the art.
Artwork all the way up to the ceilings, yeah, like you see here.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
But it was a garage ceiling level, so it was massive, and people had stuff hanging from everywhere. It was like the prep party beforehand was almost as fun as the actual party, which is funny, too. Getting stuff all in order was chaotic.
Yeah.
And messy.
But
everyone needed
out.
Everyone. Yeah, so that was a great event for me to first show my work in, because I kind of decided, you know, I was going to bring a bunch of stuff. And when I showed up, I didn't know what kind of space I had available. But it kind of showed me you just take whatever space you have. If you show up early, you know, you do what you can with what you got. And that's the beauty of it. Every kind of artist forms their art together to make a nice little, you know, I don't even know what to call that, but like a stained glass version of like
mosaic.
An art mosaic on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, all artists need to know for sure these couple of things. Definitely wire your artwork.
Every time.
Gloss your artwork.
As soon as you finish it, wire it.
Wire it, gloss it. And then I usually put a card or something in there that says the dimensions, the price, the name of the artist, so I can pop that on my painting when I go and show it. But having information if you want to sell it is key. Otherwise,
I feel like, too, for the space that was the, like, artist show setup toolbox kit was like essential. Like that. Do you want to tell the people about the artist toolbox?
Oh,
what
my
do you
gosh,
need
the
in that?
Of years.
That you have to take to every show if you're putting art up, because if you don't, it might be on the floor, and don't do that.
That's one thing too, is like you always forget that you want to get a blanket or a bag or wrap every single painting, and that's always kind of hard to do. But I use like bags, large plastic bags is the easiest, simplest thing. And then on top of that, you know, just having
gloss bags. Bring bags.
Very important. Bring bags. Put all your artwork in bags. Put covering on the edges if you can. I don't know. If you're like stacking them in a car, make sure that you don't stack them improperly. I usually do face to face, unless your painting is like textured. And then in general, like don't toss them around. Don't throw them around as much as you can. I know I had to get over that. I don't really love treating all my paintings with respect all the time. And I hate saying that, but I do kind of toss them around sometimes. And I feel so bad. My little babies, I've broken a few doing that. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to go back in the studio and fix that. And sometimes they're not fixable. So
it is the worst.
It's the worst. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the artist toolkit's got so much in it, and a lot of it's very unique for what I have to do. And I do a lot of like markets and setting up grid walls. So I've got like tools and hammers and stuff, but I also have zip ties galore.
Zip ties, Velcro.
Always need a marker.
Oh my God, a Sharpie.
A Sharpie.
And a pencil.
And a pencil. And two kinds of tape.
And some wire.
Or three kinds of tape. I don't know. All the adhesives possible. I've never used those hooks that you put onto the wall, but I have them in there.
Command hooks, just in case.
Just in a case.
Because even
I don't know.
An example of that show we were talking about, like it was concrete walls. And they're
How
like,
the
you
hell?
Can
we
try
to
drill into
shit?
It. Like, that's chill, but it was concrete. What do? You need your toolbox. Just do it. If you're going to start setting your art up at shows, build a toolbox.
Build a toolbox.
Or you're going
to... Just go to the dollar store for a lot of this stuff, too, honestly. There's a lot of things that you can just dollar store haul for your little toolbox, but you don't really know until you're there, too.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was really invested in is after an event or after a market, I'd go through a list that I wrote down after setting up and takedown, where I was just like, oh my God, I forgot a marker or something crazy. Mm-hmm. And I just make sure without a marker that I would write that down for future.
Because you need it so bad. Yeah.
But you don't always know what you need until it's last minute. And then it's too late. But at a market, though, it's always a beautiful, beautiful thing that when you come together with other artists.
All the artists.
Your neighbors are your friend.
Yeah.
There's always been moments where I'm like, oh, please help.
I need hooks there. And a Sharpie and tape.
Oh, God, I need change for a $20 bill. Happens every year.
Yeah, literally. Anyways, I have a question for you, Lucy.
Oh, what's up, Grace?
What was the greatest compliment you've ever received in your life?
Best thing anyone's ever told me. Y'all, this one time when I was younger, I think it was grade 6, I had the best teacher ever. She was one of those teachers that taught us how to manifest and meditate, and she was beyond her years at that point, and I was really inspired by her as a young student. Never thought a teacher like that would come to our school and teach us. And she did, but only for 1 year. And I was lucky enough I had her, Madame Marie Hélène.
Shout out.
Shout out. I miss her. But my grade 6 teacher was the best ever. And I think she saw me one day being really nice to some kids or something. And as I was walking home, I was getting my backpack on and starting to walk down the hallway. But I think I was like the last to leave class. And she comes out of the classroom and yells down the hallway, "Are you an angel?" And I turned around and I was like a little weirded out at first. And then I was just like, thank you. She really witnessed me do something really nice earlier that day. And I can't really remember what it was, but I definitely do remember her just calling me out, being like, "Are you an angel?" The weirdest reaction ever, but so cute and so genuine. That was a really good compliment. I held that close to my heart.
Are you an angel?
Are you an angel? No, but thank you.
Interesting.
So adorable. Yeah. That's a good teacher. She was very, very
soft, kind, and gentle.
Unlike a lot of the other French Catholic teachers at the time.
Yeah.
And Grace, how about you? What was one of the best compliments you've ever received, especially maybe on your work?
I think the best compliment I've ever received was Tristan from Gratuitous said I was a force to be reckoned with.
Ooh.
And I was like, really?
Gave me chills.
Yes. Yes. So that was really nice. That was just like,
reckoned with,
you know?
Me.
Yeah. I think that was my best compliment.
That's a good compliment. Yeah.
Lucy,
what's the next question?
What does art mean to you?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Art is so important. It's such a big question, isn't it? How's one supposed to answer that?
You put the question on there, Lucy.
It's too big for my little mind.
Even when I made the question, I thought to myself, it's a large one. Well,
it's a loaded question, yeah. Tea break really quick.
I guess.
Tea break real quick.
One of the ways I look at it is actually its integral nature in my life to heal me. I use it all the time as a healing method to try and figure out what's going on in my psyche, to go through that journey of, you know, comprehension when you're just stuck in emotion and there's something about it that you want to dig through or claw at until you understand it deeper. I use my sketchbook a lot for that, and abstraction, to kind of go in deeply. And once I'm done expressing, taking a look back logically allows me to create almost a language that I can read in myself. That's, I feel so important for self-acknowledging myself in the deepest ways that maybe words can't. And then also making pain into beauty. And all these, you know, scratching at the meaning of things actually turns into something really beautiful in the end and constructive, I think, is a powerful gift. That even on the inside, you recognize that as a creational power. You're like, we're out here manifesting creation all the time in every single way. And to make something out of nothing, man, that's incredible. Think about that. That's crazy. Make something into nothing or nothing into something.
Seriously, that's art.
What does art mean to you, Grace? Because that's a really deep question, but I want to see what your thoughts have.
Art is digestion. It's life. It's essential, I think. I just keep going back to should comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable.
And your art is very disturbing, too. So it's usually what you're going for. You're like pushing those boundaries as far as you can reach.
Yeah. Sometimes it is.
I see someone come over to your place sometimes and like look at, I don't know, one with a cigarette or even if they're naked or something, and they'll give it that weird look, you know, the look I'm talking about, you know, that look. And yeah. I can just see the joy in your eyes because you know that they're being disturbed. And that's quite obviously the point.
Especially the weird, fucked up looking naked ladies. I was all about that for a long time because I loved the fucking... You can just tell, like, some people are like, oh my God, I love that. Other people are like, what the fuck, ew.
I think for me, I saw my own voice in those paintings and what I was trying to do when I was also painting nude women. And
there's so much behind it.
I think when people don't say what's in that painting, then they don't understand what it's saying. But a lot of people were looking at it and they understood that deep value where you were coming from in that choice of what's on the canvas. When I was doing a lot of nudity and especially self-portraiture, I was getting a lot of backlash for it as well. But I think my realization around the fact that it's like a scream, it's like a cry out into the universe, like, this is me, here I am, I don't care, I don't give a shit.
It's so ugly my skin is. Yeah.
I'm going to be vulnerable, you know, I don't care about any wrinkle, any mole. I'm going to be vulnerable because I'm sick and tired of being caged and held back, and I just want to be free. And I think that's like part of art, is to allow space to scream into the void, whatever you need to scream. Totally.
Yeah.
And part of my journey as a woman too is noticing my value in society for how I look sometimes, and how people look at me, and how I am presented just because I'm a woman. And that I see it in my art unconsciously often all the time, that it's this cry for acceptance in the ugliest of ways. It's the being able to look at it through a looking glass that has no judgment at all.
Yeah.
So important. How do we know what's
going on? And no one can tell you it's not how it's supposed to be, because it's yours. You created it. It's always, you know, as it should be, as it needs to be.
Isn't that so special?
It is. Yeah. And it's an interesting balance too of how art can be so fancy, so expensive, this sign of, you know, what does having art in your home signify? So many different things.
Oh, yeah.
But like, what is it?
Fanciful.
The only,
only the
non-refundable
rich.
Asset. Non-refundable asset.
Yes.
Think about that. Own some art. You might need it someday.
It's funny too, because, you know, you have use for a car, you have use for a house, you have use for a chair. You sit on a chair. Do you sit on a painting? No. Do you do anything with a painting? No. Does it decorate your house? I guess. But that's not really a use. And so it's like, when you think about it, paintings have no use.
But so
and
much
so therefore they should have
too.
No value under capitalism. But they still hold value. How so?
Right? It's like the outlier.
What the heck?
Undiscovering the secrets behind art. Art is so powerful.
Art is next level.
Yo, art. Yes. Anyways, who are you listening to locally right now, Lucy?
Oh, other than Gratuitos. Let's see here. I was planning on pulling open my phone. And I also don't have my phone with me right now, because it's also recording.
Okay.
Taylor Grace.
I saw she's recording a EP right now.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
She's got some stuff going on in her life. And she had a show this last weekend that I couldn't make it to, but I hope she did really well at. They're always showing like once a month. So I love that progress. And then, of course, who else? Kaylee Jade is, of course, one that I always have to mention. She's got her awesome album cover out there, so go check it out, because I was behind that shit, and it was so much fun to do. I love that empowerment moment that we had, all three of us artists, the painter, the photographer, and the musician, all coming together for a sick album cover. So hopefully that one will be applied to Canadian Music Awards, Juno Awards, and I don't know. I'd be sick if it was chosen. So that's up for the future.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Go buy her album. Go help her out on Patreon. Kaylee Jade, everyone.
Check her out.
Check her out. And who are you listening to live? Because I already mentioned your favorite.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm listening to Gratuitos. I just saw this new band. They're young, like all 17, 18, metal band, Tatara. Wow. Really good. Really high energy metal. But refreshing. It felt like something
refreshing.
Different to me a little bit.
High energy.
It was just like, they were really good. So
I'm excited to see them on March 22nd.
March 22nd! So many good shows coming up. These Battle of the Bands have been amazing for your career.
It's so much fun to do. Who else am I listening to? I've been listening to Honey Ham Jam.
Oh, Honey Ham Jam, yeah.
Jane Frown.
You ever heard of the New Engineers are still playing too?
Are they?
Well, I'm just like thinking of all the McEwen bands. Honey Ham Jam's a good one.
Yeah.
Miss Fortune Tellers.
Miss Fortune Tellers, Matt John. I've been listening to a lot of Girlwood recently. Not Edmonton, but fun, very good.
Nice couple of lists, a couple of playlists. We should make a Big Picture Podcast playlist list.
We should do that.
Yeah.
What else?
Ooh, I like these, yeah. Anything that you're getting excited for right now? Anything exciting happening in your art and your inspirations and your daily endeavors?
I've been painting a lot. That's exciting. Lots of new art being created. I've been feeling really inspired. And inspired for a lot of new shows too. Different show ideas, yes. Kind of ways to do some different stuff. That's really exciting. And yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited about a lot that's been like unfolding randomly in my life right now. I feel like out of the blue, situations have started to come at me from directions that I've wanted them to come in for a while. But all of a sudden, it's like the gates have opened. Here you go. All the opportunities you ever wanted will start flying your way. I've got a installation gig that I'm kind of working for. I'm working for a company called Hello Art. And they're a wonderful company. So I also just wanted to share their name with everyone. Because if you're an artist and you want to showcase your art or display it, Hello Art is a fantastic company to join. You put all your art on their website. And then they don't own any of the rights. You still own your own paintings and all that. But they'll have you as a part of the applications when they go and send out applications to larger companies that want art in their buildings, usually more professional places like real estate buildings, and Downtown Epcor building was doing it, and we'll get a couple more contracts going. But they're big in Vancouver, they're big in Toronto and stuff, so they're just kind of starting here out in Edmonton, and I'm one of their only employees that's working for them right now, so we're just at the beginning of growing. But if Edmonton people want to show off their art, I highly recommend them to sign up to these kinds of websites. Hello Art is a good one.
I'm listening to the Provocateurs right now too.
Oh yes.
I forgot to mention that.
Provocateurs is a hard one to not mention. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So Hello Art's been amazing, but another opportunity I've also been working for was the Pub and Paints. Oh, I'm so excited for
that. Sign up.
I've got Kira and Ariel, two fantastic women who kind of like run this business, and they're fantastic. They're so much fun. They're so friendly and nice. I'm really enjoying working with them. So to have a nice group of girls kind of uplift you right now is exactly what I was going for in my dreams for this new year, is not just to work for maybe like a corporation, but if a business scheme can be seen through the eyes of some people who are on the ground working with it themselves too, I know that it's going to be well run. And I feel like that's exactly what's going on with this, is they know what they're doing. They're really supportive and helping me out too, also join them in running the show. And I'm there willing to work hard. So it's nice
to
show up.
How can people sign up?
These are
paint classes.
Great questions. So you guys can go to Eventbrite. They're all there. There's also the link to them to through pubandpaint.yeg, or maybe just pubandpaint.yeg. I don't know if there's a dot or not. But that's okay. Their Instagram.
Check it
you can
out.
Go through their Instagram to the Eventbrite, or from the Eventbrite website, search Pub and Paint, and it's on Eventbrite there too. So yeah, sweet. They've got classes running like sometimes 3 times a week. So check it on out and look for the name Lucy.
Sign up for a painting class with Lucy.
Oh, and to get $5 off, you guys can use the coupon code L-U-C-Y. It's my
name.
Use
the coupon code Lucy. Not even sponsored. That was very nice.
That was
Thanks
nice.
For listening to the Big Picture Podcast.
That was fantastic. Yeah, I think we've got pretty much all the questions down, and I feel like that was a pretty good start to the pod.
What are we at here?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Wow. So just as a little final point, let's give them some words of inspiration from
artist to artist. Lucy's person manifestation song right here, right now.
Oh, what a good way to end the podcast.
Let's go. Let's go.
Start y'all it off, ready Luce. For this? I'm not sure they're ready for this. Are y'all ready
you gotta
for
start
this?
It up. Start it off. Start it up.
I need a beat. Could you pretend that you got a beat going? No.
No.
Just a simple one.
Yeah.
Like a... Yo, I'm making money flow when I got a business that's successful. I got lots of time to paint. Nothing ever feels stressful. I walk in my studio. All I see is potential. It's my higher self and I, yeah, we're on the same tempo. I got rich clients.
Bless me.
I got a pocket full of cash. Yeah, they like what they see. I can paint anything I want. And you know I'll make it good. Spreading all these vibrant colors. Wanna buy it? Then you should. Now I'm blowing up on TikTok,
raking in that
shmoney. Preach from the heart and acting real funny. Yes, I am living my truths
and discovering the riches.
Authenticity's the baseline to be getting what you're wishing. I'm living freedom at its highest. And for that, I'm very thankful. I am loving, living life. But doing shadow work is painful. Had to cut people loose. Cause they didn't align with my vibes. Now I'm starting up these groups. I'm calling in my tribe. I got a beautiful house and a dog and cats of love. And I am never really lonely cause I got the God above. And I'm supported by the love of my friends and family. I give them lots and lots of care and love them unconditionally. I got trust in the universe. Her patchwork so divine, working for my highest good. Yeah, she knows my exact design. And for that, I'm very happy. Yeah, I got all that I need. A place to paint, good food to eat, and a steady rhythmic heartbeat. Thanks, everybody, for listening. That is the manifestation song. It is the wish song.
That's Lucy's manifestation song.
And I hope it all comes true. Oh, wait, it already has. Right down to the cat.
Seriously. That's awesome.
I love life. But doing shadow work, it's painful. Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening to our podcast, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week with Gratuitous. So,
next week with Gratuitous. That's going to be a fancy one. I can't wait.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
We out.